Hey folks, it's John Orlando, and before you start listening to this episode of the PVD Cast, I want to just chat at you real quick about Stitcher Radio. I've been very vocal about being very proud to have the PVD Cast on Stitcher Radio, and if you're already listening to this particular episode on Stitcher Radio, you know I'm speaking the truth. You know how awesome it is. It is a free app that is easily downloadable to any tablet, any Android, any iPhone. And you can listen anytime, anywhere, even without Wi-Fi or cell connection. Stitcher is an award-winning app that brings you all the news, all the entertainment, all the wrestling, all the whatever you want to listen to. There's probably a podcast on Stitcher Radio for it. So folks, if you haven't already downloaded the app, go to Stitcher.com. They'll tell you where you can get it, or just go to your app store and download it. And then you'll be able to catch up on all of the podcasts that you love, even mine, the PVD Cast. So, with that being said, Stitcher Radio, it's the place to be, it's the place to get your podcasts. Go on over to Stitcher.com or check out your app store and download the app. And with that, thanks for listening to this edition, this new episode of the PVD Cast. Alright, welcome ladies and gentlemen to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando. I'm bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. This is going to be a pithy episode. Did you like that synonym? That synonym for short, pithy? That's right, it's going to be episode 55 and a half or 555. I think that on a slot machine that would get you a jackpot, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I'm not much of a gambler, so yeah. I don't know why. Well, I think it's weird. I'm weird in this way that I don't really like gambling, because after the first like 15-20 minutes, I just come to the realization that I'm losing money, and that therefore I'd rather just spend that money on something else. Which is weird, because here's the guy that sits in a room right now that is filled with comic books, and yet, you know, I mean, I can just kind of let go and, you know, suspend my disbelief to read a comic book about, you know, people with superpowers, but yet I can't just let go and just gamble. I don't know. That's just me. I'm a weird dude. What can I say? But anyways, episode 55 and a half of the PVD Cast. I'm glad you're with me. I'm going to just talk about a couple different things here. You know, it's been a couple weeks since I've been up on the airwaves. It's just been a very, very busy time for me. At work, I'm in charge of an extra little project. So instead of just my regular teaching duties, I have another little project that I've been working on that's coming to a close on Veterans Day. And so with that, I'll be kind of relieved when that stress is removed. But nonetheless, here I am. I'm on the airwaves. I'm going to talk to you about quite a bit of few things going on and let you know what's up. But before I do that, I think I would be amiss if I didn't mention some of the kind words, some of the compliments I received for the last episode. Episode 55, entitled OCW Coshocton, where I was joined by Ben, and we kind of sat down and talked and dissected the OCW show that occurred on October 18th in Coshocton. And I got quite a few compliments from folks that it was a really good episode, and I appreciate those comments. Thank you very much. And by all means, I always encourage people, shoot me an email, tweet me, let me know if you liked the episode, if you thought the episode sucked, if there's something I could do better, if there's something you're tired of hearing me prattle on and on about, whatever, man. So I appreciate all the kind words from those few folks that sent them over, and you know, maybe somewhere down the road we can have Ben come back on, because he's an interesting dude. He's got a lot of things that he's passionate about, much like myself. Big movie buff, as we touched on at the end of that episode, and love to have him come back on. So maybe in the near future, I'll be joined by Ben once again. But as I take a quick drink of water, let's dive into a couple of things that are going on. Let's talk about a couple of wrestling-related items. Well, I guess the big news is that the WWE Network is free this month. I was not charged this month, actually. So the WWE is giving away the entire month of November free. And a lot of people on the internet have been blowing up saying, oh my God, it's the death of the WWE and they're going to be wrecked and this, that, and the other. You know what? I mean, I really think about it. It takes something of an endeavor of that magnitude, some time to stick. You know, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to say I bet that there was some lean years in the early 80s when ESPN hit the airwaves. You know, it was before it was part of Disney Corporation. You know, I'm sure there were some lean years. I'm sure that there was some touch and go times, you know, back when ESPN started. So I think that that's what you have to look at the WWE Network as, that Vince McMahon is trying something different. And, you know, so the numbers haven't been exactly where they want them to be. They claim that they would have 1 million subscribers by the end of this calendar year. And all the figures I've seen have said around 700 to 750,000 people have signed up. You know, I mean, I think it's going to take some time. I don't think that this is going to be one of those type of projects or one of those type of endeavors where after a year the Vince and the WWE goes, okay, that's it, we're done. You know, I think it's going to stick around for a while. I'll be curious to see if they can get 1 million. Maybe when they open things up to more areas. I know that they opened it up to Canada and there was a slew of problems in Canada. But, you know, maybe as they, you know, live and learn, as the old saying goes, maybe they'll get the kinks worked out and maybe they'll get those million subscribers. You know, I've been happy with it. I really cannot complain. I know that there's a lot of content on there, and I know that I've been told that I really need to check out some of the content, like Legends House, which it's on my radar. It's on my radar. But, you know, I'm an old school guy, so I love the old WWF stuff they have on there, the Saturday night's main events. I like the old world-class wrestling that's on there. The ECW Hardcore TV has been really cool. Of course, you know, NXT is phenomenal. So I think it's a great product. Hopefully, it'll get on track to do what Vince thinks it should do. I do have to confess, I'm not sure that giving it away for the whole month of November is the way to go. I don't know if that's a smart move, but I mean, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know. I will say this too, and I'm dead serious. I don't understand why Vince does not put the WBF or the XFL on that particular network. I mean, I think for a nostalgic factor, some people would tune in and watch. But so anyways, that's been all over the internet, that the WWE Network is free, and you know, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, that's the end of the world, and other people are looking at it from a more open-minded perspective. There's my opinion. Give it some time, folks. All right, now moving on to some other wrestling news. So this Friday, November 7th, Ring of Honor Wrestling returns to the capital city, Columbus, Ohio. I am set to go, though I'll be 100% honest, I'm not buying tickets till the day of the show. And here's why. The venue that they use is down at the fairgrounds, the state fairgrounds, right there on 17th Avenue, right off of 71. And I found out the first time that I went there that I purchased ringside tickets and spent like $40 or whatnot. And I was three rows back from the guardrail. However, the way that this venue is, it's so small and so intimate that they count the first five rows as being ringside, and then rows 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are just general admission. And those seats are $20. So really, quite frankly, I spent $20 extra to sit a few rows up further than where I normally would be. I thought that was kind of ludicrous. The next time I went, I just bought tickets at the door and I got, you know, like in the fifth row or sixth row and still had a great vantage point. So as it stands right now, I do plan on going. Maybe in the next episode of the PVDcast, I'll give you a quick rundown of what I thought about the show. But here's the card so far. Now, first of all, if I remember correct, it is Survival of the Fittest weekend. This is a tournament that they have each year in which they crown a survival of the fittest and they get a future title shot, if I remember how the storyline went in previous years. Weirdly enough, I attended the one in Dayton, Ohio in 2011, so I'll be checking out at least the qualifying matches, because I believe on Saturday the 8th they're in Toledo, where the semifinals and finals of the Survival of the Fittest tournament will conclude. But the main event is a no disqualification tag team grudge match. You got Jay and Mark Briscoe taking on The Kingdom, which consists of Michael Bennett and Matt Taven, accompanied by, of course, the lovely Maria. I do like The Kingdom. I will say that. I like that Matt Taven has come back as a heel. He's got a new look to him. I think it's a more fitting look. I think that's always been my big gripe with Matt Taven, is I think the guy's a hell of a wrestler. I just didn't understand his look and how it mixed with his character. So here I think that it's going to be a little bit of a better fit for him. You also have The Addiction, which is Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels, and Frankie Kazarian taking on The Decade, which I believe is Jimmy Jacobs and BJ Whitmer, as I look at my notes. Yes. I gotta be honest, I'm not a fan of The Decade, but I am excited to see Daniels and Kazarian. I'm just not a fan of The Decade. I think those guys that have been around so long that I don't know what else do you do with them, to be honest with you. Okay, and then there's a lot of qualifying matches for Survival of the Fittest. You have, of course, Reborn Matt Sydal versus ACH, which those guys will probably fly all around that building. Jay Lethal versus Hansen. Adam Page versus Cedric Alexander. Tommaso Ciampa versus Caprice Coleman. Roderick Strong versus Tadarius Thomas. And Adam Cole versus Delirious, which I don't know if I can remember the last time I saw Delirious in an ROH ring, but sounds like it's a really stacked card. I can't think that there's going to be an awful match on that lineup. So hopefully it'll be a cool show. And I'll let you know what I thought about it maybe the next time around. A Ring of Honor is still also going to be something that I want to talk about, because it was reported that, I don't know, about a week ago, that a particular toy company, I can't remember what, Action Figures Incorporated or Figures Incorporated or something along those lines, had contacted ROH about doing action figures for Ring of Honor. I can't remember the name of the particular company, but I don't know about this. Is there a market for Ring of Honor action figures outside of the collectibles kind of market? You know, I don't know. Do they have that wide of a base that you got like a 6-year-old kid going, yes, I need a Jay Lethal action figure, mommy? I don't know. I can just harken back and think about ECW, because that was one of their particular pitfalls. You know, when they had an action figure line done by, I believe, San Francisco Toy Company, did their action figures, which they were cool action figures, but it led to a lot of licensing issues and debt, and I guess they weren't hot sellers. And, of course, then that led ECW to doing the great idea of having a video game, which that video game was awful. So I'm just hoping that Ring of Honor knows what they're doing and they're not going to jump into this idea and, you know, within a short amount of time, it's much like ECW. You know, it's leading to some financial issues which might impact that company, because, again, like Ring of Honor or hate Ring of Honor, it is another alternative, fans, to what you see on Monday nights or what you see on Wednesday nights. So, anyway, so that's the few wrestling notes that I had here. I gotta also throw out real quick a quick hockey note here. Man, oh man, big news today. Wednesday, November 5th, by the way, is when this is being recorded. Marc-Andre Fleury, the starting goaltender for the Pittsburgh Penguins and a Stanley Cup winner, signed a 4-year extension for $23 million today. Man, I gotta tell you, being the hockey buff that I am, and you know, being partial to the Penguins, I gotta say, Fleury is tearing it up so far this year. But he always does very, very well in the regular season. It's when it counts that sometimes he chokes. So I hope that he knows what the pressure is, what the expectations are, I should say, and hopefully the management of the Pittsburgh Penguins did not, do something so silly as to extend out that contract. But, hey man, I'm going to be honest, I would never pick the Pens to do as well they've been doing in the Metro right now. I mean, they are really tearing it up. I mean, it seems that there is no one that really has an answer for them. And, you know, partly because they have one hell of a power play unit. I mean, I'm just saying, geez, you cannot go to the penalty box and hope to beat the Pens. And right now, they're atop of the Metro division, 17 points, with New Jersey, the Islanders, and the Rangers following them. Sadly, Columbus is way down at the bottom here. I mean, injuries have hit them hard, but we shall see how it shakes out if the Pens can keep the pedal to the metal and stay on top of the Metro throughout most of the season. It's going to be a tall task, but all right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about Halloween, because I got to be honest with you, I had a pretty good Halloween, and I can't say that I can remember back to having as much fun as I've had on Halloween. You know, I think that part of it deals with the fact that I grew up in a neighborhood where there was not a lot of kids. There was a lot of older people, and so Halloween really wasn't that big of a deal. You know, I went to a few houses and yada, 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 whatever. So, but this year, man, I decided to kind of get in the swing of things. Of course, you know, it helps when you have a girlfriend that's encouraging you to get in the swing of things. And, man, it was really cool. Handed out some candy on Thursday here in Westerville, and even handed out a few comic books as well, which was a big hit with the kids. I had a few extra copies of Robin and Superman that I had got from through various different channels. They were given to me, but it seemed like, if I remember correctly, it was Superman 686 and like Robin 14, but there was like 25 copies of each. I don't know, it's a long story, but I got them and I handed those out, and the kids loved them, man. So it was a blast. Went to a couple of Halloween parties over the weekend. I had a real good time. So I gotta say, for the first time in a very, very long time, it was a pretty darn good Halloween. But all right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 17 minutes here on the clock that I've been going here. And again, it is a pithy episode, so I'm going to start wrapping things up here, ladies and gents. But before I do, can you hear the music? Oh, yeah, you can hear the music, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Orlando's Faves. And I'm going to go back and talk about another television show. I know it was a few episodes ago where I mentioned that I was a big fan of Gotham, and I didn't think I was going to be. I'm going to go with another television show as my fave, because this particular television program I was very looking forward to, but I was hoping they would get it right. Because in 2005, there was a big budget film for this same particular comic book character, and it was awful. My fave for this episode is the NBC show Constantine. I mean, finally, they have got it right. Constantine, of course, John Constantine, based off the character from the comic book Hellblazer. And they've just got it right. I mean, first of all, you start off with the most basic thing is that he is Welsh, close enough to being British, right? But he's got the look of John Constantine. I mean, they've incorporated the taxi cab. They've incorporated Chaz. They've incorporated the storyline with Astra. They've incorporated Manny, the angel that's kind of the antagonist to John Constantine. They even, in the second episode, brought in Zed Martin. So all the things are there to make it very much like the comic book. It has a great feel to it, but it still, I think, is entertaining, and I think anyone can pick up on the story and just run with it. You know, it does help that Grimm is the lead-in, because that show has a kind of a huge cult following, and it does decent in the ratings, so hopefully that will lead to much, much success for the television show Constantine. All right, hey, well, with that, I'm going to get going here. If you'd like to contact me, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can do that by simply heading on over to Twitter and checking me out at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Obviously, check out pvdcast.com, because that's the official online home of yours truly. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I said I was going to keep it short or pithy. And so with that, I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.